From the pages of the Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago, this is the news of December 31st, 1920. More work is being done for the ex-soldiers of Elgin now than any time, and nurses are busy at Sherman Hospital caring for the new cases that have been admitted to the hospital. It is not uncommon to admit as many as 4 to 5 soldiers at one time, either for observation or for surgical medical purposes. The work is being done for the soldiers by the United States Public Health Department, OHDH. Philip Billinger, a member in the Reserve Medical Corps of the Army, is the director for the Elgin District. Recently, 4 cases were admitted for observation only. They included Leslie Jones, Arthur Sparks, Homer Barton of Elgin, and Clarence Jones of Dundee. Henry Myers, who has been in the hospital's observation for some time, returned home this past week. Carl Sturm of Elgin, one of 3 who were operated on recently. Others included Albert Dunning of Dundee and Arthur Trasky. Without any expense to themselves, these boys are operated on or given whatever medical treatment is necessary in order that they may be restored to health. The bills are all paid for by Uncle Sam. Several of the cases recently required extra service, and some of the men suffered untold agonies. The nurses treating the soldiers have done so with great care. There have been about 5 soldiers there for several months, however. Elgin 100 Years Ago is a presentation of the Elgin Area Historical Society, and I am Jerry Turnquist.